Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading this morning is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, no 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. In Timothy, sifunda ngi NIV translation, iti, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life, which you have been called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Then we King James, 1 Peter 1, 7, iti, that the trials of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes through tried by fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory to the appearing of Jesus Christ. Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, the two scriptures we just read tells us that our faith will be challenged. It will be challenged by God, who will test us. And it will be challenged by the enemy, who tempt us. And the reason for our faith to be tested and the reason for our faith to be tempted, iya explain ukuthi kule verse sifundile ukuthi our faith is more precious than gold. Manje mayiqhubeka siyathola ukuthi the reason for our faith to be challenged ngoba izikaNkuluNkulu lithi ku Hebrews chapter 11 ku verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. Manje, in life here are things that pleases us, and empilweni there are things that pleases God. Manje, siyathola ukuthi if faith is one of the things as it pleases uNkulunkulu, ngoba lithi without faith it is impossible to please God. Manje, let me say before I go further, obedience is the primary thing and sacrifice is a secondary thing. Ngani? Ngoba uJesu wafundisa ukuthi uma siletha umnikelo wethu altarini and you are still holding on a grudge against our whoever, sinida ukuthi i gift yethu sibeke kwi altar and then go and first reconcile with our brothers as against yena. Manje, this tells us good if forgiveness to God is important than a sacrifice. This was what God told Samuel. Makatshele uSaul ukuthi obedience is better than sacrifice. Reason that makes God to be pleased with faith, ngoba uNkulunkulu make creator, wa creator uNkulunkulu engaboni lutho, and at the same time uNkulunkulu make create pleased by faith, it is because ufuna simfuze. Manje, uma silibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu laphayana kuncwadi yamaGenesis, siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu wa creator iuniverse kungekho lutho. And the Bible tells us ukuthi make creator ethi let there be, and the Bible tells us ukuthi he saw that was good. And yet, uma sibheka, there was nothing existed by that time. And uNkulunkulu still said, he saw that it is good. Manje, lokho singakufunda futhi ku Genesis chapter 2, verse 4-7. Lithi leli lizwi, this is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and no shrubs of the field and yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field yet has sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on earth, and there was no man to work on the ground. Kodwa siyabona ke lapho ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabona kukuhle. Kodwa lithi zazingekaveli zonke lezo zinto, uNkulunkulu wazibona zizinhle. Kusho ukuthi lana uma sibheka uNkulunkulu wabona ngelihlo likamoya. Manje, so if faith is to see things with the spiritual eye, not the natural eye. Faith is to see the end in the beginning. Masibheka kuncwadi ka-Isaiah 46 ku verse 10. It reads, I make known the end from the beginning, from the ancient of time, what still has to come. I say my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish my purpose. Manje, do we know that in Hebrew, when they read from mabefunda whatever bayifundayo bayifunda from the right to the left. Kodwa thina uma sifunda from the left to the right. Manje kuyama Israelites, they know ukuthi uNkulunkulu izinto zakhe uziqala le azositshela izinto, kusho ukuthi uqale emuva azositshela izinto ngoba uNkulunkulu wazi imva lethu. Manje uqale emuva lapha uNkulunkulu enze khona. Bese mthina masibona siqala ukwenza into, sicabangela ukuthi into eqalayo, kanti uNkulunkulu kudala eyazi. Ngani uNkulunkulu owazi ikusasa, uNkulunkulu owazi isiphetho sento nesiqalo sayo. Manje faith is to see the end in the beginning. Faith is to see things with the spiritual eye, not the natural eye. Hence uma sifunda lapha ku Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 lithi the word of God divides between the soul and the spirit. Manje the enemy challenges us to see things with the natural eye, which is driven out of our soul, and the soul controls our feelings and emotion. This is then we are obligated to fight the good fight of faith, to be like Abraham when uNkulunkulu emtshela ukuthi makayo sacrifice umntana ku Isaka. Manje aye wamlinda for 25 years kodwa uAbraham waphakamela phezulu wahamba wayokwenza. And lithi uNkulunkulu uIsaac wambuza ubabakho uAbraham ukuthi the fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for sacrifice? And uAbraham wamphendula wathi God will provide the lamb for sacred himself. Manje lana ngithanda ukuthi ekseni kwanamhlanje we are fighting the good fight of faith, and uma si fighter the good fight of faith it's because uNkulunkulu wants to test us. Uma si fighter the good fight of faith it's because the enemy wants to tempt us. Manje thina we are standing between ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu umphostoli Paul uyasho ukuthi manje inyama yethu iliswa izinto zika moya. Liyasho izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha kuma Galatia ukuthi uma sifuna ukwenza izinto inyama nayifuna ukudonsela ngale nezikamoya. Manje that's a good fight, elithizwi fight the good fight of faith, ngisho ukuthi manje masilwa noma ngabe into singayiboni kodwa you've got to know ukuthi manje siyalwa, and manje silwele ukuthi leli side elihle lona makube yilo eliwinayo kunaleli elibi. So Abraham naye kwaba njalo kuye uma indodana yakhe imbuza, and wavele washo Abraham wathi God will provide the lamb himself. And siyathola ukuthi eBhayibhelini liyasho ukuthi uthe makaceda yaqhamuka ingelosi esabambe umese ukuthi asacrifice. Ingelosi spoke to him and makabheka phezulu wabona the ramb which was caught by its horn, and and he went over and took it and did a wenza pen sacrifice for uNkulunkulu. What I would like to say, like us to see in this is that this journey, he was accompanied by his two servants. And the Bible tells us Guti, he left the servant on the way and told them that they must remain there. He will come back for them. The lesson to us is that our journey of faith, there are people you don't need to take them with because they are can easily distract you. Ujesu Kristu, uma kubafundi bakhe abayi 12, uJesu never took all of them, but he took 3 of them. Ngani ngoba wayebona ukuthi abantu ekufanele ukuthi bamqinise, and at the same time uma beyi 3 they are like God, bamela like God the Father, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Manje siyabona lana ukuthi whenever uJesu went to a journey of faith, because these are the people he believed they will agree with him, and the same time they will represent the Godhead njengoba sesishilo. Manje uJesu Kristu also fight the good fight of faith when he was tempted by the devil, and the Bible tells us that he was led by the Spirit to the wilderness. So it means that he stood between the tempting and the testing, and was and through the quoting of the word ezwini likaNkulunkulu, he overcame yonke leyonto ukuthi I overcome ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. I would like to say this morning, the only weapon to conquer when we are fighting the good fight of faith is through the word of God. We also read about the life of Job. What Job encountered, he stood between the test and the temptation. Ngani ngoba, it was God. Owaywa initiator a conversation to the devil. Uma ebuza usatan uguti. Njongba utubu hamba hamba. Uhamba hamba. Manje umbonile na uchop o inegu yam. And liti izwi. Uchop wati the reason that ngambona nga nogumbona. Umfihlile. And ukumfihla kwakho uchop ukonza ngoba kukhona into menzela zona. And we remember ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi okay. Ukuze sibone. Ukuthi uJob ukhonza ngoba ngimenzela izinto ngiyakunikeza ukuthi uhambe uyomtesta. Manje reason the devil is walking to and fro. This is what we read in 1 Peter chapter 8, that the devil crawls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Manje uya rora around efunana nami nawe ukuthi yini angayithola kithi ezomenza ukuthi asilwise. Uyabona uma sibheka even nasemakhayeni ethu. Kunezimpi ebazalwaneni, kunezimpi kakhulu emakhayeni abazalwana, more than amakhaya abantu abayiphuzelayo, abantu abangenandaba. Ngani ngoba we are standing between the test and the temptation. Ngani ngoba the devil wants us to give up on this God. The devil wants to give picture to people ukuthi bayathandaza, but why? Ngani ngoba bengazi ukuthi we are fighting the good fight of faith. Reading izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kwincwadi yamaHebrews chapter 11, siyathola ukuthi there are two categories yabantu which are commended by for their faith. Lapha ku verse 35 kaHebrews chapter 11 until verse 40 lifundeka kanje leli lizwi, 35 until 40 lithi leli lizwi, who through faith conquered kingdom, administers justice and gain what was promised, who shut down the mouth of the lion, quench the fury of the flames, and escape the edge of the sword, whose weakness were turned into strength, and who became powerful in the battle, and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeered and flogging, while still others were chained up in prison. Manje yilokho esikubonayo ukuthi they fought the good fight of faith. Kwakungekho lula. And ilizwi liyasitshela lapho ukuthi abanye babo bazinikele ukuthi no, sifuna ukuhlala la. Ngani ngoba sifuna a better resurrection. Uma sekufike isikhathi noma singafela la, sifuna a better resurrection. Manje uma ufighter the good fight of faith, there are decisions ekufanele ukuthi uzenzele yona. Uma ufighter the good fight of faith, you need to have a choice yokuthi manje engufunayo yilokho. Sikhumbula nabantwana the Hebrew boys abathi noma ngabe siyafaka emlilweni kodwa simile kuloko esime kuko. Manje I good fight of faith ifuna abantu abathi noma ngabe, and I good fight of faith ifuna ukuthi noma kungekho muntu kodwa I'm standing ezwini likaNkulunkulu noma abanye bangavumelani nalo. That's a good fight of faith. Manje leli lizwi liyakhuluma lithi some faced yes and flogging, while still others were chained and put into prison. Manje, this was the type. There was the type of good fight of faith. Bebe facile. Laba bantunga leso skati. The little epipili. They were stoned. They were sawn into two. They were put to death by the sword. They were about in sheepskin and the goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and ill-treated. the world was not worthy of them. Manje ilaba bantu abafighter the very good faith of faith. Ekuthi ngeke ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu badlule kuphi. Lithi they wandered in desert and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. These were all commanded for their faith, yet none of them received what was planned for them. Manje yiloko ukuthola ukuthi manje thina izinto ezincane ezincane zisiyasithusa. Kube ngathi manje silibale ukuthi abanye abantu bafa, abanye abantu bagqunywa emajele. Masibheke indaba yama 12 disciples ukuthi uAndrew was crucified. Uma ukuthi wafa ngecrucifixion, uBartholomew naye was beaten and was crucified. UJames the son indodana kaAlphaeus naye was stoned to death. Uma sibheka uJames the son of Zebedee, yena wakhishwa inhloko njengoba siyakhumbula ukuthi noJohn the Baptist wakhishwa inhloko. Manje uJohn yena wayayiswa eAlmont yase kuthini island yase Patmos. UJudas asikhulumi ngoIscariot, but uJudas omunye kwakuyi disciple kaJesu siyathola ukuthi yena he was stoned to death. UMatthew yena naye he was speared to death, wagwaza wabulawa. UPeter was crucified upside down. Manje uma sibona lezi zinto, noThomas siyathola ukuthi naye wagwaza wabulawa. UMatthews naye kwaba umuntu ostonwayo. Manje abantu abashumayela lelivangeli abalwizimpi behlangana bezana nazo kodwa bazitshela ukuthi asibuyele emuva. Manje we thank God for the missionaries again ababe khona ngesikhathi sethu. Okay, ngeyikhathi ezingaphambili, but ngisholi ukuthi ngeyikhathi eyifana nalezi. Nabo kukhona ama-missionaries ayeshumayela lelivangeli abulawe kwezinye indawo. Today namhlanje uma abantu besimokha siyayisicabangela ukuthi siyaphesejudwa, sikhaliswe yinto eyincane. Abanye abantu baze balishiye ivangeli, beyishiya ngenxa yokuthi ifamily yabo ayibamemanga, beyishiya ngoba ifamily yabo aba-excluda eyintweni, bacabangela ukuthi lokho i-persecution. What about abantu abaye bafa befela leli vangeli? Ngani? Ngoba bema ebunzimeni, thina namhlanje kunzima ukuma. Uthola ukuthi even nasemabandleni ubani bani akangibingelelanga, awusakhonzi, sohlala phansi. Ngani? Ngoba ubani bani uthe maka bingelela loya wambamba ngesandla, mina kangibingelelanga. Izinto esicabangela ukuthi ama-persecution ezingekho lezo zinto. Kanti uma sibheka the good fight of faith, izinto abantu abadlule kuzo ezinzima kodwa basitshela ukuthi lana forward we go, backward never. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, let us understand ukuthi we are fighting the good fight of faith, and that is in the good fight of faith we are standing between the good and the bad. The bad wants us to drag us this side, and the good also wants us to drag us this side. Yithe kufanele ukuthi sazi ukuthi manje sime kuphi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Sisempini siyalwa, izimpi zethu akusone zenyama, izimpi zethu ezikamoya. And into emnandi izwi kaNkulunkulu, our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through Jesus in destroying the stronghold of the enemy. Ngoba isitha even uses our mind ukuthi angene azame ukusidestroy ngalo. Manje we've got to understand ukuthi we are fighting the good fight of faith ekuseni kwanamhlanje. May God richly bless us, asipha amandla. Nkulunkulu Baba, ngegama lika Jesu Kristu sisahlangabezana nezimpi endleleni, sihlangabezana nezimpi emisebenzini, sihlangabezana nezimpi makhelwane, sihlangabezana nezimpi inkosi yami ebantwaneni bethu, sihlangabezana nezimpi kumafebelisi, kodwa masazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu othembekileyo, we are fighting the good fight of faith. Wena uyasibona and uyazi uNkulunkulu othembekileyo, yenza ukuthi inkosi usipha amandla ukuthi singaweli esayidini lesitha, kodwa thina uthando sihlale kusinalo. Sibonga uJesu uma ethekithi, uma bekushaya ngapha mnikeze sinye mbikezelinye isayidi, uma bethi thwala lokhu wena take an extra mile. But izinto nkosi yami ezisihluphayo ezingafuni ukuzenza, izinto ezincane to take an extra mile. Ngani ngoba fanele sizazi ukuthi yizo izinto ezisenza ukuthi silwele ukukholwa kwethu ngoba ngelinye ilanga sifuna ukufana naye uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristo ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kuyokusiza ngani ukubingelela ababingelelayo ngoba namhlanje awumbingeleli umuntu ngoba engakubingeleli and yet manje izinto ezisibonisa ukuthi siwiki kangakanani sistrong kangakanani izinto ezincane. May God richly bless us this morning. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.